David Fair stepping back in on 89.1 WEMU, and our post-midterm primary election coverage continues. Another of the races that drew a lot of attention yesterday was the contest for Michigan's 18th District State Senate seat. Now, it was a rather hotly contested Democratic primary. It featured political newcomer Anuja Rajendra, current Washtenaw County Commissioner Michelle Dietrich, and the gentleman that's on the other end of my phone line, former State Representative Jeff Irwin. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, David.
Thank you so much. Must have been a long night. Yours was about the last race to be decided sometime after 4 o'clock this morning. Did you stay up the entirety of the time?
Oh, yeah. It was an exciting race, and obviously we were wired, and, you know, the results were going back and forth all night, and I don't think we heard until, I believe it was 4:45 a.m. when the final ballots were tabulated.
Like you, I was sitting awaiting those results anxiously. Now, it was, as you mentioned, a very close race, going back and forth, particularly with Michelle Dietrich. What made this race so close?
Well, I think it was just that turnout was so outrageously high. You know, there was more people coming out yesterday than I think any of us anticipated. And we, you know, I know in our campaign, I can speak for us, that we anticipated record high turnout. So, you know, there was just a lot of engagement. I know all the campaigns worked really hard and knocked on an amazing amount of doors and made an amazing amount of phone calls and, you know, sent a lot of emails. So, you know, I think if you add all that up, plus what was happening with the gubernatorial race, plus what's been happening in Washington, D.C., which I think has really set Washtenaw County on fire politically, you know, that made for a really interesting environment.
As you start to set your sights on going to work in Lansing, and I don't want to get too far ahead, we still have a general election ahead in November, but you will be the favorite and the presumptive winner. Let me ask you this. When there's a four-person race, it's a lot different than a two-person race. And there was a divide among the constituencies. So in moving forward and planning to represent the 18th Senate District in Lansing, how do you bring those constituencies together?
Well, I think the way to do that is just to work on the issues that are important to the district and to, you know, reach out to all the you know, active citizens who, you know, were on the different sides of the campaigns and try to work with everybody on you know, improving our schools and improving our system of human services, you know, like mental health care and health care. Those are the types of efforts that I think are going to bring people together because ultimately, you know, folks are engaged in the issues. They want Michigan to be better. They want our country to be better. And that's why people are so fired up.
There's some commonalities among the candidates running for the 18th District State Senate seat. Where do you find that you fall in line with, in particular, Michelle Dietrich, who was so close, just a couple of hundred votes away from you in the end and final analysis?
Well, I think one of the things that stands out is, you know, just being passionate about environmental protection and clean water. You know, Ms. Dietrich spent a lot of time in her campaign talking about that issue. And I know that's something that she and her supporters care passionately about. And as you know from working with me over the years, that's a real cornerstone of my work. You know, I spent many years working in environmental advocacy, you know, designing great environmental laws up in Lansing, you know, advocating for them, organizing environmentalists and conservationists around the state to try to push for better policy on protecting our natural resources. And so that's something that, you know, I worked on long before I got to Lansing as a state rep and something I really focused on heavily as a state representative. And I know it's something that Ms. Dietrich herself is passionate about and many of her supporters were passionate about as well.
It wasn't necessarily an uncommon occurrence while you were working in the State House of Representatives to try and put a burr in the saddle of the Republican leadership in the committees and then at the higher levels of the establishment. Do you plan to take this similar approach as a state senator?
Well, you know, my approach in the State House was to, you know, try to take every opportunity to stand up for what's right and to represent our community values in a strong way. But, you know, I also always tried to, you know, focus on being civil and respectful of my colleagues. You know, I think that's why I was also successful in not just being a firebrand for for our progressive values, but in getting some things done too, because you know, you got to work with people, and so I always tried to be strong about standing up for our values, but at the same time, you know, keep the arguments on the ideas rather than the personalities, so that when there were times when we did agree, like on criminal justice reform or clean energy, that I'd be in a position to get things done as well.
The seat for which you just won the Democratic primary race for is currently held by Rebecca Warren. She is obviously being term limited out and won her primary last night for the 55th District State House seat. But are there similar approaches that you have with her that would make it kind of a seamless transition from candidate to candidate?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've always worked well with Senator Warren and, you know, likely future State Representative Rebecca Warren again. You know, we get along very well. We have a lot of the same views, but our styles are very different. And, you know, I think that there's more than one way to get things done in Lansing. And you know, I hope to bring a lot of energy to the office. And as I said a moment ago to you, stand up for what's right and represent our Washtenaw County values strongly, but also do a lot of, you know, working in the details and trying to get tangible things done.
Once again, you are listening to Jeff Irwin, who last night won his bid to move on to the November general election and potentially serve as the next 18th District State Senator. So what is your plan heading into November and beyond? What is going to be your approach?
Well, I'm just going to keep reaching out to voters. I mean, I really have to thank our team. You know, the campaign team did an amazing job. Our volunteers and the folks that helped us out by canvassing and sending out emails and making phone calls. It's a great group of folks. So I'm just going to continue working with those folks and others who will join us in reaching out to Washtenaw County voters to make sure that you know, I can be successful in November. But also, you know, I'm going to engage those same people to reach out across the state and try to make a difference in other races. You know, we need to change the majority in Lansing. We need to change the direction that we're going as a state, and you know, Washtenaw County can help with that.
Do you have that sense that the blue wave that so many people talk about is a real possibility given the high voter turnout across the state yesterday and particularly in Washtenaw County?
Yeah, well, the high voter turnout was incredibly exciting in terms of trying to create that energy that we need for November. But I'm not taking anything for granted. You know, I think that we have to do the work. We have to get out there and engage voters on the ideas. And that's the work we have to do until November. And hopefully folks stay engaged. I know that there's a tremendous amount of new people who are really frustrated about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and we need to find a way to connect that also to what's been happening in Lansing, because, you know, with our current governor and all the choices that he's been making with the legislature about, you know, cutting our schools and ignoring the people in Flint and you know, lowering our standards around clean water and our infrastructure.
We will be following along.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I'll be here to chat with you whenever you want to talk.